Put those empty boxes in the attic, Sam, demanded Mother.
Fine, I muttered.
As I climbed up the crooked ladder, I set some of the empty boxes next to a bewildering doll. The American Girl doll had shiny, bleach blonde hair and only one green eye. She had a slight crack at the corner of her mouth and stitches across her forehead revealing her hollow head. The doll had a bracelet that read Darcy Doll. The shimmering hair was plastic and the rest of her body was porcelain. The doll's legs were stitched on backwards and some of her fingers were missing. Darcy Doll had the look of evil but innocence at the same time. As soon as I saw the doll, I gently kicked Darcy Doll away from my view. Immediately she responded,
best friend.
I ignored it and set the rest of the empty boxes aside. Again I heard,
you're my new best friend.
It kept on repeating and repeating itself at least four times, but then she started marching toward me. Instantly I rushed down the stairs with extreme fear. I felt as if Darcy Doll was going to follow me all the way downstairs.
Are you okay, Mother questioned. You look like as you've seen a ghost.
Yeah, I responded, breathing heavily. Meanwhile, I dragged myself to bed. I rechecked my phone, and it was already 2 o'clock in the morning, and I still couldn't sleep.
You're my new best friend. You're my new best friend. You're my new best friend.
I tried to go to sleep, but in my mind, Darcy Doll's voice kept getting louder and louder as if she was shouting it right into my ear. With desperation of washing my face, I stood up and steadily strolled down the hallway. Since we just moved here, everything seemed so intricate. I tiptoed to the sink and cupped my hands and splashed my face with water. Then I sauntered upstairs and opened the white, freshly painted door to my room. My heart dropped. Tommy, wake up, wake up, hurry! I jumped up and down on my brother's bed.
What do you want? Tommy questioned.
Hurry, it's coming, Tommy, hurry! Tommy ambled towards my room and still half asleep and opened my bedroom door.
There's nothing there, he murmured.
Yeah, there was. Darcy Doll was tucked in my bed, I explained while using my 9-year-old brother as a shield.
Who's Darcy Doll? Asked Tommy.
She's a doll that won't get out of my mind. She was right there. Her porcelain body was tucked under my flower-patterned silky bedsheets.
Ugh, just go to bed. Tommy gave me the hand and nodded his head from side to side.
Furthermore, I ended up not sleeping at all. I curled my legs and wrapped my head hands around them. I was rocking back and forth, and felt like Darcy Doll was behind me with a keen knife ready to kibosh my life. Every inch I turned, Darcy Doll was there. Every glimpse I caught, the peculiar green eye of Darcy Doll was in sight. I couldn't handle it.
You're my new best friend. You're my new best friend.
I continuously thought, I wanted to check the time again, but my phone wasn't in place on my stand anymore.
Looking for something?
Darcy Doll held my phone with her broken fingers. How did you get that? I stutter. I could have sworn Darcy Doll was carrying my phone. It couldn't be my imagination. She was just too real.
Afterward, it was 7 in the morning, and the sun began to rise. I toddled to the bathroom and gaped at my reflection in the mirror. I had blue and purple bags under my eyes, and my hair was all knotted. Eventually, I grabbed a glass of milk from the refrigerator. There was something bright and yellow that caught my eye. It was a note that mother read. Be back tonight. Take care of Tommy. Great. Now I was at home alone with my 9-year-old brother. What about Darcy Doll? As the morning goes on, everywhere I look, Darcy Doll appears. Sam, where'd you put my iPad? Tommy thundered.
Calm down. It's probably in your underwear drawer as always, I holler. Obviously, I had to help Tommy find his iPod. Awkwardly, I rummage through heaps of underwear. Then I find Darcy Doll. Terror now begins. Darcy Doll grabs my hand and drags me down the staircase. I rapidly tried to take my arm out of her china hands. Let go, I yelled.
Why don't you be my best friend? Darcy Doll creepily questions.
No, never, now let go.
Never? Darcy Doll immediately responded.
I was brave enough to let go. I sprinted upstairs and made sure Tommy was okay. I was hoping Darcy Doll wouldn't come and follow me. Tommy was in one of the corners of his room. He had his head thrown back, and a dark red blood was oozing out of his heart. A sharp knife had been stabbed right through his shoulder blade. Darcy Doll can mess with me, but you can't mess with my brother.
Darcy Doll, where are you? Don't be shy. I'm your new best friend, remember? I yelled at the top of my lungs while I searched for her. Without a doubt, I knew Darcy Doll wasn't dead yet. I found her. She was hiding behind the living room couch with that one vicious eye. I tiptoed behind her and ripped her head off. Somehow, Darcy Doll's arms were spinning counterclockwise while singing a song.
La 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 li la 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 li la.
She repeated and repeated it, and forever she was singing that song. It went on and on, day and night. Never will it go. Ever since she started singing, I never slept. Knowing Darcy Doll was gone, her soul was still there. Every day at 12 in the morning, the song would float all the way down from the attic.
La.